Now, Dublin Zoo has confirmed the death of a second elephant in a week after contracting a deadly virus that affects young elephants. In a statement, the zoo said 7-year-old Zinda passed away yesterday despite round-the-clock care from its veterinary team and international experts, and that's just a week after the death of Avani. For more on this, I'm joined by former operations manager of Dublin Zoo, founder of Global Elephant Care, Jerry Creighton. Good morning.
Good morning, yeah.
It is sad, isn't it?
It's a sad time.
Yeah, what's happening?
It's devastating. You see, the virus that the elephants succumb to is happens everywhere. It happens in the wild. It happens in elephants in human care. It's a particularly aggressive virus. It's the herpes family, and believe it or not. And what happens is, you know, you can have a lot of preventative training and treatment, which was always in place at Dublin Zoo, where the elephants were trained to accept medication, fluid hydration. The team put in a tremendous effort, but it's a hemorrhagic virus that attacks organs. And when it gets to that level, and you can get a viral load per mil of blood of, say, 1,000, and by that evening, it can be in the millions, where it's at a very, very dangerous stage. And there was a tremendous, support globally from the effort that Zoo had there. I was there. I witnessed it with the team the other night. I called in, and it was incredible efforts on their part, but it's such an aggressive virus. And there is some trial. Houston Zoo and the Chester Zoo are working on a vaccine that has been trialed, and hopefully that will bring some alleviation to this situation. But it's happened across the USA, and it's just particularly bad because the Dublin Zoo has had an incredibly successful Asian endangered species breeding program for the elephants, and we had 9 calves born over a decade, all born within the herd, all born under normal family situations, no stress, a beautiful family had developed from it, so much so that some of the family have gone to Cincinnati to start off a family breeding situation there, and the Dublin program has resonated throughout the world, and we were very, very lucky. Up to this point, we didn't have, we had exposure to the virus. We would take blood samples regularly, but we never got to a critical viral load that would cause this much damage. And to lose these two elephants is a devastating blow to the team. I spoke with my colleagues. I spoke with the director last night. Everybody put in an effort that was beyond that you could have ever expected, but it's, as I say, it's such a non-compromising virus, and it manifests and so quickly, and the elephants can deteriorate at such a quick rate. It's quite devastating.
And I know how attached you are to the elephants, and you battle fed Avani. You were there for the births of both.
Both of them, they were beautiful to see them born in the herd. What happened was Avani's mom, Bernadina, who was the matriarch of the herd, had a baby at the time, Samaya, and she said, "I've enough. I've one baby to feed." It was an unusual that she had a birth so quick. Normally, the birth between elephants is every 4 to 5 years. But another daughter, Asha, said, "I'll feed you," and she was allowing the baby to suckle. But she also had a calf that was 7 months old, and the composition. But it shows beautiful alloparenting, which is very natural within the elephant society. That if a mother needs support, a daughter or a related elephant will help her breastfeed the baby. This is the uniqueness. I mean, the elephants celebrate life, they mourn death, and it'll have a huge effect on the herd. But what happened was then Avani needed extra support from us because of the composition of the milk would have been different for Zinda at 8 or 9 months old than it was for baby. She was losing a little bit of weight. So we had to intervene with a special milk formula. But we were able to keep her within the herd. She was fully involved within the herd. She was loved by all. Zinda particularly had a great relationship with her. And even though they were very similar in age, I remember when they were only babies, and Zinda would mimic her mum, and she would lift her leg forward and try breastfeed Avani. These learned behaviours that elephants have. So, it's a devastating blow because these females offered a lot of hope for the future for Asian elephants, an endangered species. There's only less than 40,000 Asian elephants left in the world, and Dublin Zoo has been at the forefront of trying to do its very, very best. So it's a sad loss, and the team are devastated. These animals are such personalities. They're extroverts, they're introverts, they ooze charisma, and they're so like ourselves when you see the mothers and the daughters and the investment in one another. And the loss is huge for females because males are biologically programmed to leave their herd from a young age. That's what they do, and they go off in bachelor groups and they have a fission-fusion relationships with they come and go. But the females, it's the unbreakable bond, particularly mother and daughter. So it's a devastating loss.
And let's hope it's contained. Your love for these animals, it bounces across the airwaves. Jerry Creighton, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning.
Thank you. It's toss for all the team there.
Absolutely. It's